How's it going?
I don't know.
All right.
Not sure about this morning just yet.
6:07. Steve-O and Mitch.
Good morning.
Welcome to it. Did you have a good weekend?
I don't know. I was like, on Friday night, I realized that the weekend is only 48 hours, and that super depressed me.
Okay.
So I didn't really, like,
enjoy yourself?
Enjoy it. I was like, man, it's already almost Monday, which isn't a bad thing. I really look forward to Mondays, but just to know that the weekend is only 48 hours, I was really emo this weekend.
Dude.
Yeah.
It's been like that since the beginning of time.
You don't know that. You don't. You can't make assumptions and you can't say
true,
things like that.
I really can't. Oh, wait, I can. Book of Genesis. 7 days. Day rested.
Mm-mm.
Pretty sure. Seven days.
Pretty sure you're wrong.
So anyways.
How was your weekend?
It was fantastic.
Good?
Yeah, it was amazing.
Yeah?
Yeah, I didn't want to come back to work.
Okay.
I always get forced to watch the award shows because my wife is a award show freak.
Mm-hmm.
She likes all of them.
Me too.
And they make me sad. So
you watch the Golden Globes?
Every second of it.
Okay. Did you feel a bit awkward for them?
For who?
Everyone in that room.
Why?
Because, okay, I know Golden Globes, they're supposed to be funny and they're not nearly as formal and it's just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
But I felt like there were so many, like, everyone who was presenting awards on stage were super boring and like...
What?
Okay, well, not everyone.
Did you see Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell?
Kristen Wiig and Will Ferrell? Yeah,
yes.
I saw them. They were the best.
Okay.
However, watching actors go up and completely lose it because the teleprompter's not working?
That's Paul Rudd.
No.
Oh, okay.
The teleprompter wasn't working.
Yeah, I know.
And so they didn't know what to do.
Yeah, I know.
And then...
That was one time.
Still
hilarious.
And even when the teleprompter was working... The nominees for best actor are... I'm like, wait, you needed a teleprompter to do that and you're super boring? And then at around 8:30, I was like...
You are so critical. So you didn't see who won best picture or any of that?
I'm going to guess it all went to one person. One show, one everything.
Okay.
Even if it wasn't like a movie, it all went to Homeland.
Well, that was a TV show.
Or even if it was a movie, it went to Homeland because they're like, nope, it just got to go to Homeland.
It should have, except Mandy Patinkin was the only dude from Homeland who didn't win, and in my opinion, was the best part of season two. So
I was surprised.
Not that I watched that show because it shows awful. Never mind, dude. Brilliant.
You watched that show?
Yeah.
I was really sad for a few things, like Sherlock. Downton
Abbey.
That's
right. Cumberbatch didn't win.
Yeah, I was like, what?
Yeah, he lost to Kevin Costner. Who cares?
Okay, that's exactly what I was saying. Like, okay, actor in a TV show. I get it. Like a movie actor in a TV show.
Kevin Costner.
Whatever.
And he was so classy with his acceptance speech.
Whatever.
It was awesome.
My favorite was Adele.
Static.
This is Matthew from Albuquerque.
Good morning.
Did you watch the Golden Globes last night, Matthew?
The Golden Globes.
Did you watch them?
I follow you on Twitter, so I know you had a rough weekend.
Yeah.
The Broncos. Hey, yeah.
Broncos, I saw you on Twitter. You watch your mouth, Matthew from Albuquerque. You are not allowed to use that language ever.
This is true.
I can't use that language. You can't use that language.
This is true. Kiss your mother with that mouth.
Hey, I've heard that one before. Anyways, guys. Hey,
no.
Neither can Steve-O, as I say.
Wait, what?
What do you say?
Hey, you know what? Steve-O, I wanted to say this to you. I saw a picture of one of your boys and Brody.
Yeah, yeah.
That is cute. My mom said, oh my goodness, he is so cute.
He is. I helped make him. He was great.
Yeah, Brody is just the cutest little babies I've seen so far.
Yeah, I mean, he comes from me, so what'd you expect?
Yeah, he's cute. I don't know who he looks more like.
What do you mean you're...
I think I quit.
You quit?
Mm-hmm.
Where are you going? You can't quit.
I have to quit.
Man,
right.
If you were to quit, that would be sad.
It would be. I mean, I've gone through it before. Plenty of times, so I'm used to it at this point, so, you know.
Yeah, I'm just keeping
I'll live. I will survive. It's my theme song here.
Yeah, so. This morning,
first
guys,
you were
I get a song request
for
my friend John.
Yep.
So cold. That's my guy, so cold by... Further Seems for Everything.
There you go.
You know.
We will get that on for you, Matthew from Albuquerque.
Thank you, guys. You guys have a nice day.
You too.
Can we gossip about him really fast?
Yeah, since he's not on the phone anymore.
I didn't know how to respond to him when I saw that.
I didn't respond.
That tweet.
Hey, you know what? In his defense, the Denver Broncos blew it. There's no defense for that potty mouth.
Yeah, but my mom would not have allowed that. My mom would have...
It's the Twitters.
My mom would have slapped me.
Yeah. So anyways. Golden Globes last night.
Mm-hmm.
Guess who won? You didn't see... What? Did you see Best Actor? Best Actress? You saw the big ones? Come on. It was amazing. I actually jumped up, I think, out of...
Best Actor. Who won Best Actor? Oh, wait. I have a list right here. Hold on.
Jumped up out of my couch for Best Actress.
Anne Hathaway.
Nope.
Best.
You can't cheat. I've got the...
Best performance by an actor in a motion picture?
Yeah.
Well, obviously. Daniel Day-Lewis.
Mm-hmm. Best actress, I said.
Jennifer Lawrence?
No.
J-Law?
No. That was for comedy or something. I hate how they lumped
comedy or musical.
Comedy and musical. And she didn't... Did she win? Yeah, she did.
She did
Anne
for
Hathaway
Silver Linings.
Was supporting. Best actress went to Jessica Chastain from Zero Dark Thirty.
Oh, I don't know who that is.
What?
I don't know who that is.
Did you see who won Best Picture? Best Director?
Best Director. No, who?
Ben Affleck!
Oh, good.
Who wasn't even nominated for the Oscar. And then...
Okay.
It was great because...
I stopped watching shortly after Will Ferrell.
You missed all the best parts then. Because Affleck wins for Best Director.
I fell asleep.
And then right after that, Jennifer Garner, his wife, had to go up and present an award. And she gets up there and the first thing she says is, "Hi, I'm sorry. Ben forgot to thank a couple people." He forgot to thank George Clooney, the producer.
Oh, gosh.
So then George Clooney comes up a little later and is like, "Hey, congratulations, Ben Affleck."
So it got really better.
So
it got better as you
kept
watching.
Yeah, so Affleck won for Best Director, which he wasn't even nominated for an Oscar for Best Director, and he wins for Best Director. And then Argo won Best Picture.
It
was amazing.
Okay.
So, I haven't even seen the film. My father-in-law rants and raves about it, but it was just cool to see Affleck winning some stuff.
Yeah, and he was there with his wife. Yeah. It was adorable.
It was adorbs.
Adorbs. So cute.
We got a request for Matthew.
He also says he's sorry about his mouth. He just sent us an email.
Apology accepted. Brother seems forever so cold.
Don't let it happen again.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static. How did you find me here? The Modern Post. Before the throne. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve-O and Mitch.
Hey. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, unless you're a Star Wars fan.
What does that mean? What happened?
Sad news over the weekend.
Oh, no.
Yeah, you know, a lot of times people send in petitions to the White House. And,
I know what this is. Okay.
Say, hey, we want you to get rid of Texas. We want you to build a bridge.
Most of us get rid of Texas.
Yeah. But according to one petition, the White House will not be supporting this one. More than 34,000 people signed an online petition calling on the Obama administration to build the Death Star.
And they said no.
That would be the super weapon that would spur job growth and bolster national defense.
Oh, wait, it's not a star?
That's what they said.
Of death?
No. That's no moon.
Oh.
You know... Sorry.
Was that a Star Wars reference?
Star Wars.
Okay.
Just got really happy. In a posting Friday on the White House website, Paul Shawcross, an administration advisor on science and space, says that the Death Star would cost too much to build. They wanted to build an actual Death Star, like life-size Death Star. It would cost an estimated $850 quadrillion dollars.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, how much do we spend on stupid things like stupid tests every single year?
Right.
Remember that story we found where it's like, oh, we test this every single year and we only spend $3 million on
it.
I feel like if we didn't use...
Quadrillion is a lot of money, though.
Yeah, but you just save up for a few years.
Yeah, right now the White House is working to reduce the federal budget. So, Shawcross says the Obama administration does not support blowing up planets, so...
What?
That's what the Death Star did. It blew up Alderaan.
See, I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yep. They do point out they're already involved in a few Star Wars-esque projects, though, including the International Space Station, which is currently orbiting Earth with a half dozen astronauts. But, sadly, they will not be building the Death Star.
I'm sorry for your loss.
I don't even know where you would put the Death Star. Let's be honest.
It's like Alamo Gordo.
No, it's like a moon. It's the size of like a moon.
It doesn't have to be.
Yes, it does. Then it's not the Death Star.
But it needs to orbit the Earth.
We want a two-scale
Death
Star.
And we need to get it out to where it'll just orbit the Earth. And then that's where it is.
And that's what
and it blows up
it'd
other
have to
planets.
Blow up the moon. That's what it would have to do. And then it would take the place of the moon. Do we need the moon?
What would Katy Perry sing about if we didn't have the moon? Brighter than the moon, moon, moon.
Yeah, no, I gotcha.
Which sucks because the moon is not bright at all.
Right.
The sun is bright.
Right.
And gosh, I hate that lyric so much.
You're going to be okay?
I was angry when I heard that. I was like, the moon isn't bright, stupid.
Yeah, but it still illuminates.
She's
it looks
stupid.
Bright.
She's not stupid. That was me. I'm in a bad mood.
Wow. It is Monday.
Yeah.
So, are you going to be all right today?
Yes. Okay. I'm saying mean things. I'm sorry.
It's okay.
Beware.
All right. I'm used to it.
What?
I hang out with you off the air as well as on the air, so I have to deal with you.
I don't know what you're talking
off
about.
Off the air as well as on. Hey, by the way, if you want to hang out with us Tuesday, February 12th, you can. Yeah. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spokane going down at the Lobo Theater, actually.
I have this feeling that I'm going to be in a way better mood that day.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Because it's the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus?
Yeah, I'm so excited about it.
I was out with the fam this weekend shopping, and I stopped at the one of the few stores that I actually will shop at. involves video games. And so as I'm walking in, one of the managers is walking out. He's a cool dude. His name's Matthew. And he listens.
Okay.
And he was like, amped. Dude, are tickets on sale yet?
Yes.
Yes, yes they are. Tickets are on sale.
com.
So he was waiting to get paid because he knows it's going to sell. He saw them the last time.
Yeah,
the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. They always do.
I'm really excited. I don't know what else to say about it except that it's going to be amazing.
You can tell them how to get tickets.
My Aesthetic Radio. I did that. You were talking over me. MyAestheticRadio.com.
Yeah,
they're on sale now. Oh, my gosh.
Happens February 12th. It's a Tuesday. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus in Spokane.
It's Abraham Lincoln's
birthday.
It's
going to be amazing. What better way to celebrate Abraham Lincoln?
I'll just see you later. I'm going to go home.
So, Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, get your tickets now. And you can find all the details at Facebook or on our website, mystaticradio.com. You know, Friday, I went to a dinner party, okay, with some friends. And my wife afterwards says this is why we don't get invited back. We always get invited out places once. Like, we'll get invited to somebody's house.
But you're never going back.
Once. But we never get the invite back. And Chrissy says it's my fault for this reason.
I believe her.
Yeah.
What reason? For what reason?
For the reason that you're complaining this morning, that you're very unhappy this morning. Apparently, I talk too much. I don't know. There were three of us hanging out on Friday night, the husbands, and all three of us talk.
Yep.
All three of us are talkers.
I know.
But I was meeting somebody new. I was gaining a new friend.
And you had to tell them all about yourself.
Really excited. And so our dear friend Nizzle, he got in about 7 words.
Really? Between you and Jarrett, I know. Jarrett is our amazing on-campus pastor now. He's this
new dude from
sweet
the San
guy.
Fran area, amazing guy, and we all went out and we were hanging out.
But you know what? Every single time I see him, I literally say maybe 5 words.
Yeah.
Because he's like, you know what? I have this plan. This is amazing. Your husband, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, oh.
Okay, good to see you.
Going through a lot of subjects really fast. We could really be talking, but you're just going to, okay, go ahead.
I felt it was 50-50. Chrissy says otherwise. She said, I just talked and talked.
Yeah.
I was just really excited.
Yeah, it was probably 90-10.
It was a fun house. It was fun. Yeah, we talked a lot. So, if I never get invited back now, apparently I know, because Chrissy says I talk too much. And we never get invited back to people's houses.
You just have to pretend you're interviewing. Nope, you can't do that either.
Like I'm interviewing them? So there it is. I'm learning lessons of life.
You're not going to learn. You're not going to remember it.
I'm trying! trying, Mitch.
Okay.
There's only so much I can do. It takes time, okay?
Okay.
A lot of time! So we got some Far Less for you now.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
General Ghost. Give me to the waves now.
Okay.
Static Radio, good morning.
Good morning. 6:42.
Yeah.
That's the time.
Yeah. Speaking of waves, I got a story.
Okay.
I saw this weekend, and I was so happy that these things happen in life so that I can talk about them on the show.
Good. Go ahead.
Have you ever had dreams?
No.
Have you ever had aspirations?
Mm-mm.
Have you ever had goals in life?
Not sure what those look
like.
Have
you ever thought about your future?
No.
Wow. Really?
Why would I?
You don't have any goals?
Mm-mm.
You don't have any dreams?
Just get through this day. It's my dream.
Come on!
Yes, of course.
You gotta have some kind of dream. What's your dream, in life?
Is to not have to... I don't have a dream.
You don't have a dream? You don't have any goals? Come on.
You're kind of putting me on the spot here.
Yeah. I need a dream.
I had a dream one time.
You dreamed a dream? Of time gone by or whatever the words are?
That was good for someone who has never...
Let me be honest, real quick. Derailment. Watched the Golden Globes last night. I have less desire now to see that movie than I had before I watched the Golden Globes.
Okay.
I don't ever want to see that movie.
Don't see it.
Every clip, everything,
it's
it was
awful.
Just like...
It's the worst.
They're really just singing. It's terrible.
Yeah, don't watch it.
Okay, good. I'm not going to. Dreams!
I don't have any dreams. You asked me on the worst day ever about my dreams.
Well, Matthew Clark had a dream. He's a 29-year-old dude who signed up for a fishing tournament. He had a dream to win! This fishing tournament went down in the English Channel, actually.
Okay.
And he caught a 13-pound bass to win an ocean fishing contest and $1,290. Huh?
Why such a weird number?
I have no idea.
Oh, is it because it's English and it was actually like 1,500 pounds or something? And so they gave him 12. I don't know.
I don't know. So he's got photos up here posing with his winning catch. Claimed the prize in the Ballywick Bass Club Open Competition.
So he won.
Amazing, right?
I'm so proud. I'm so happy for him.
It was absolutely incredible. Wait!
I shouldn't be happy for him.
Not so fast.
What happened?
Are you ready for this? One of the other competitors in the fishing tournament was staring at this bass. Okay, this is how weird fish people are. He's staring at this bass, and he says, wait a minute.
He didn't talk like that. He had an English accent.
Wait a minute.
There you go.
Is that how they talk when they're like...
Upset.
I feel like he's still kind of got to be a hillbilly. Do they have hillbillies in the UK?
You know, they probably do, but they still have an English accent.
Matthew Clark wins this fishing competition with this 13-pound bass he won, and another gentleman in the competition was staring at the bass and says... I know that fish. That fish looks really familiar to me. That fish has weird markings on his head. I know that fish, but he couldn't place it, right? So he took his wife and the kids to the local aquarium.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's looking around and he's going through and then he gets to the bass exhibit.
Mm-hmm.
He's looking at all the bass, and he's like, wait, where was that one bass with the really distinct markings on its head?
That's such a weird thing to know.
Yeah, right? So he's looking around, and he's like, dude, where's the bass? So he calls attention to the aquarium, like, hey, you had a bass in here with the really distinct markings on its head. I remember this bass. I took my kids, months back, and I remember seeing this bass, and I don't see the bass anymore. Did the bass die? Where's the bass? What's up? Where's the bass?
Where's the bass?
And then the people say, crikey! No, they don't say that in the UK.
No.
They said, blimey!
Where's the bloody bass?
Yeah. Except that's, I just had to bleep you.
No,
that's like,
only in England, because bloody is okay here.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay.
Duh.
Blood.
Blood.
So here's the thing. the bass was missing. Turns out Matthew Clark, the 29-year-old who won the competition. Okay.
What? How did he pull this off? How did he pull this off?
Dude, Ocean's 11 style. He was confronted and wound up confessing to burglary and fraud.
And murder.
Yeah. So what happened is, they say, no, that fish looks very familiar. I guess Matthew Clark, the dude that won, freaked out, sold this bass to like a fishmonger. So the police couldn't catch him.
Right.
However, they still caught up with the dude too little too late, and they matched the head of the fish, because that's what they had left, of the missing bass from a photo in the aquarium. And sure enough,
it's the same bass.
It's the same bass. Apparently, on the last day of the fishing tournament, he scaled a cliff, climbed a rope ladder, snuck into the aquarium through a back door, and used a net to pull out the bass.
Can I say, that is a lot of work for not that much money.
Turns out this Matthew Clark dude owed the owner of the aquarium $2,400. I guess they were friends.
So he didn't even... Oh, okay.
So
okay.
He owed the dude $2,400. And so he was trying to find a way to get money. Things we do when we're in a bind. So he was thinking logically, I could go win this fishing tournament. I'll get, you know, however much. I'm assuming the fish was almost 13 pounds, so they gave him $1,290 because maybe it was like 12 pounds and 9 ounces or something. $1,290.
Got it.
I don't know. So he wins
That's
this
not a
tournament
very big fish.
To pay back a friend, and yet now...
You don't even have pounds over there.
Dude, he's in deep water. Go see.
Woo!
Yeah. Stole a fish from the aquarium and entered it into the... How did they... Here's what I want to know. Is how is it that he was able to steal a fish from the aquarium and then somehow use that in a fishing tournament and nobody saw him
okay.
go, huh? Oh, look, I got it! And pulls it out of, like, his back pocket. I just don't understand how that's possible.
I have to believe that, like, he got that early. He put... I don't know.
Exactly.
Okay.
Makes your brain hurt.
Because they had to...
Right. Throw it in the water.
They had to see him throw it in the water and then catch it.
Right. So maybe he had a
maybe
friend.
Maybe he had another friend scuba diving
exactly.
underneath. See, to see like little.
It's like when you're at those little church functions for Halloween and they have like you throw the little fishing rod and they put a little candy on it for you. And
mm-hmm.
Maybe that's what they did. They had a guy behind the curtain.
That's what it was.
Who just hooked the fish for him.
So it was in really dirty water.
Mystery solved.
Okay. When you're in a bind, do you ever sell things? Okay. Whenever I'm like, I'm broke, what do I not need in my house? And I have sold so much stuff, maybe on the Craigslist.
Yeah.
Just because I'm like, well, I don't ever use this whole vanity set that it's probably worth a lot of money. $50? You think I can get $50 out of this?
You Craigslist? See, everybody keeps telling me I need to because
yeah.
I've got so much
it's
junk.
It's really easy. You don't even have to have an account. You just put your email in there. And then if you don't actually want to sell it, just don't respond to the emails.
I feel like I would jump on and throw a bunch of stuff up. And then the second they call to like purchase it, I'd be like, but it's my Star Wars collection.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't really want to sell it.
The scariest part is having them come to your house.
No, you got to meet them in a neutral location.
Yeah,
come
I'm
on.
Not going to take a
Hello?
Vanity set. Yeah, it weighs about 300 pounds. You're going to have to come over and get
That's
it.
That's why you put it... Oh, I was going to say you put it out front of the garage and then they just stay outside.
And then take it without paying for it?
No. I mean, you're still out there. You're hanging out next to it like a garage sale. I don't know. I've never done Craigslist before, okay?
Yeah, it's really easy.
Everybody keeps telling me I need to for all my old toys
yeah,
that
you
I want
can.
To get rid of. Because I'm just... Yeah.
You thought about this months ago and then you didn't do it.
I did it because it's so much work.
It really is.
I got to take pictures of the things and then I got to like... Write stuff on the internet. It's so much work.
Oh my gosh. Like you're yeah. not messing around on your iPad every moment of the day anyway.
I will say back in the day before, you know, before MP3s, like I would buy a CD and I would listen to it. And then when I got bored of it, I'd immediately take it back and I would
really?
Trade it in and get like, you know, $4 for it. And then you buy all the used. Oh yeah. I think half of the CDs that were used CDs back in the day at Hastings were probably mine because I would want something until I had it. And then once I had it, it was like, yeah, but then that new one came out. That new record came out. I'm going to trade this in. Get like $3 for it. I'm saying with video games. I don't ever keep them. I always trade them in.
So weird.
Yeah.
I keep everything.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I even have cassette tapes.
See, I
still have cassette tapes.
My mom kept everything. She's still, well, no, she's better now. But she used to be, like, she could have been on that show, Hoarders.
Oh,
everything.
No. That show is so scary.
Every time I go over, she's always got, like, hey, look what I found in one of the random boxes in one of my guest rooms. It's your old thing from second grade when you made this photo thingy. And she's got everything.
When you made this photo thingy at a macaroni.
Yes, everything I've ever done. And she's got, she's got three of us. So me, my brother, and my sister, she's got all of our stuff since the beginning of time. And it's awful.
Your time.
And so here. I think because of that, I've been terrified to keep everything because then I'll end up like her someday. And then my kids are going to be mad at me because then they're not going to care about
anything.
Ugh. Yeah, there's no. Anyways. Yep. I have no idea how we got from bass fishing to pack ratting. But and you selling things on Craigslist.
Yes.
You're going to have to teach me the ways.
Okay.
Okay.
I can do that.
You can like help me catalog everything and then we can just throw it all up on Craigslist.
Okay.
Cool. When are you off?
A few hours.
Okay, good. Let's go make some money.
Okay.
I'll give you 9% of everything I make.
9%. Okay. 9%. Actually, that sounds like a lot of money when I think about all the toys you have.
This is true.
So.
Huh? Is it a deal?
It's a deal.
Shake my hand on the webcam so everybody sees. Yes!
Deal.
Woo! All right. Anyways, coming back. We still have like hours of show left.
Yeah, we'll be back.
So we also have cover to cover today. Don't forget about that. You can give us your suggestions.
And? 7:30, Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday. We'll be doing that here in about 40 minutes. So, yeah, it's going to be a fun Monday. I'm excited.
Me too.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. House of Heroes, remember the Empire.
I don't know what just happened.
Static Radio.
I need help.
my staticradio.com.
No!
That's where you go. You can link to the webcam, and you can watch my co-host try and figure out how to put her mic back on.
Oh,
what did you do?
This is the worst. Hey, the mic still works.
Of course the mic still works.
I'm not
it's still
stupid.
Connected.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, gosh.
So, yeah, mystaticradio.com. Get there. While you're there, make sure you catch all the details about the red jumpsuit apparatus. They are coming Tuesday, February 12th to the Lobo Theater along with Spoken. It is a benefit show, a fundraiser, if you will, for Static Radio. We're listener supported, and we need your help. And that's one way you can get involved by supporting this here show. Tickets are only $15. Get them now because they will sell out.
This is dumb. That's not dumb, but this is dumb.
Yeah, your mic's not working.
I'm just going to hold it.
This is the best. So, yeah, make sure you get your tickets for the red jumpsuit apparatus. Quickly, because they are going fast in the Lobo Theater. Not the biggest venue. They sell out every time they come to Albuquerque.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
I hear a lot of people are like, I got my tickets.
Yeah.
It's going to be gone.
I'll find out today how many tickets we actually have left as I'm plugging away at this show. And we'll see how much longer we actually even talk about the show. Tuesday, February 12th. The Red Jumpsuit Apparatus and Spoken going down.
And just so you guys know, my birthday is February 8th, so you can all bring my birthday presents that day on the 12th. I won't mind if they're a little late.
I went shopping this weekend.
Did you?
Yeah. I'm going to stop talking. I ruin everything.
I don't know what this means.
This is a song that was popular in 2012.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was huge last year. So I'm just playing some music. As we get excited for Mad Lib Monday.
Yes.
It is Monday, one of my favorite days of the week. We've got Mad Lib Monday coming up in 20 minutes. So get your dialing fingers ready and your brains active. Or at least take them back to fourth grade.
Well, they don't have to get their brains active because that's what we're here for. We can activate them.
Last Monday, we had apparently one of the funniest Mad Libs ever because my children would not... stop laughing at one phrase in particular from Mad Lib Monday last week.
Oh, was it the New Mexican butt nuggets?
Yes, that's what they kept calling me. And I'm like, hey, you can't call daddy New Mexican butt nugget. That was for a Mad Lib. You can't actually use that phrase.
Yes, they can.
In real life.
Yes, they can.
No, they
you
cannot.
Said it so they can say it.
Man, that's kind of the way it works, huh?
Yeah.
So, anyways, that's coming up at 7:30. And, of course, cover to cover going down at 9. It's where we play a record front to back, cover to cover. In its entirety.
Let us know what you want to hear.
Yeah, Facebook.com/MyStaticRadio. We're going to get to some more music so I can help my co-host try and fix her mic because it's terrible.
Yeah, bad things are happening. Very bad things.
Under oath, the song is Unsound. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
is a lot of construction. Right lane is closed, unsir, between McMahon and Bandelier Drive. More road construction. Right lane is closed on Academy East at Wyoming. And left lane closed, Carlisle at Candelaria. And one more. Right lane is closed, Broadway South at Gibson. And that's your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast, right here on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And thanks to those guys for always providing.
Oh, soaps.
The delicious wonderfulness that is.
Some good soap-o.
Soaps.
They're good people.
They are. Right here on campus,
coffee.
Which is great. So we get to walk over.
Good food.
Takes like 2 minutes, so we never miss out on the morning show. Because they're there.
Be able to rep her totally.
Huh?
Hey, buddy.
What's happening, people?
You are the best.
No. Wow. No, I can't because that's you.
No.
Oh. No, you guys.
You really just one-upped me. But you didn't.
And
you're the best.
I work with her every day, and I can tell you, you are definitely the best.
See, since I'm not there, I don't know if you're saying that I'm the best or she is the best.
No, I'm saying you're the best.
I'm the best. That's just rude.
No, it's the truth.
No, it's okay, Ian, because this is how he is every day. But that's because you're the best and he is not.
Oh, wow. That's special.
So
special moment, people.
For you.
Yeah, we're at odds now, so the rest of the morning show is
That's
just
cool. It's going to be all quiet. Like, okay, so we're going to put on another song.
Yep. Get through this morning.
Yeah. So, what can I get you
to? I would just want a Cuban Campana.
Cuban Campana it is. Yeah. What else can I get for y'all?
A Stever, and that is it.
Wow. That is all? What? What's going on?
I'll pick up a bottle of water. I don't want to drink this morning.
Wow.
You know what? That kind of hurts my feelings.
Okay, can you make me something? I'm lactose intolerant.
No, don't do that. She's going to not drink at all, and it's going to be a waste.
Yes, I will. Can you just make me a small something?
Wow.
But I'm lactose intolerant, and can you just surprise me?
Okay, do you want caffeine or no caffeine?
Doesn't matter.
Does it make a difference?
Nope.
Really?
Really.
That's crazy.
Yeah, I know.
All right, then.
All right.
We have the Cuban Campana, a small milk-free mystery, and a Stever.
There it is.
All right, thanks, y'all.
All right,
Ian.
All right, later.
Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast. Sometimes you want to go where you didn't sing.
Neither did you.
I was waiting for you to sing.
I was listening to the lyrics. And they're always
glad you came. Solomon's Porch, right here on the Calvary campus. That's always fun.
Sometimes you don't have to sing to the song. You just have to listen to it.
And just know. Yes. So you just mentioned being lactose intolerant.
Yes, that I am.
I saw this weekend because people always get mad at me because I share the burden of...
lactose intolerance?
Stupid tummy that you do. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Can't really rock milk. Can't do...
It's really depressing.
I can do some cheese. Like on pizza, as long as it's not too cheesy.
Yeah. Too much cheese ruins you.
Ice cream kills me. I die a little inside every time.
The other day,
so
my husband got a bowl of ice cream, and he's like, do you want a bite? And I'm like, why would you do that? Yes, I do. And
gross.
So I took a bite.
No, I don't want to know.
My tummy box was so upset.
Dude. Yeah, ice cream is the worst for me. Sherbet, bro. That's what you just go get some rainbow sherbet.
I'm not a big fan.
What? Are you crazy?
Nope.
Oh.
I'm just not a big fan.
See, thankfully, growing up as a kid, that was my favorite anyway.
Ooh,
so
no, mine was Rocky Road.
Oh, gross.
Love it.
Dude, that was my mom's favorite.
I know, it was my mom's favorite too, which is why I ate it all the time.
No, I was more of a daiquiri ice, like rainbow sherbet kid.
Nope.
Cool with me. So we share this thing called lactose intolerance,
mm-hmm.
and it sucks. Not so much as this guy, though. I saw the story this weekend. It's a local story, actually. Local man in Santa Fe. I actually tried to sue his neighbor unsuccessfully because he said her cell phone and computer use was making him sick.
Wow.
This is a real dude. Arthur Furstenberg. He can't go to concerts or the movies or be around a lot of people basically because he's electronically sensitive. I'm serious.
Okay.
This is way worse than lactose intolerance.
Does he know that there are a lot of airwaves.
Yeah. He says, quote, there really are a lot of us. I know doctors, lawyers who have had to leave their practices and live in their vehicles in remote places. How crazy is this? He says millions of people around the world suffer from the same symptoms, including at least 100 people he knows in Santa Fe. He said his condition started when he was in medical school back in the 80s. He was overdosed with X-ray.
What?
And that was the turning point in his life, yeah. Something changed in his head. He felt an electric current go through his body, out through his toes. I'm not laughing at him. That's just crazy to me.
Did you say this guy's from Santa Fe?
Yes. Yes. The city different. The city different.
Yeah.
Yeah, he says he couldn't sleep. I couldn't think. I couldn't eat. My head felt like it was going to explode. He told Action 7 News. But yeah, he moved to Santa Fe a few years ago and says he gets physically ill. His next door neighbor's cell phone and laptop makes him ill. He suffers everything from headaches to heart problems, and that this is a very, very real condition.
I'm sure. No, I believe it. I totally believe it.
Really?
No.
Okay.
Not for a second.
I want to be sensitive, but it seems like when you don't like something, it's kind of like this is like the key phrase in Christianity, that offends me. That offends me.
Mm.
I don't like that. That offends me. And it seems like you come up with something like, oh, I don't like that, so I'm sensitive. Now I'm sensitive to that. And you can't do that around me because it gives me hives.
Okay.
And I break out in hives.
See, those type of people, I push.
Freaks!
I heard the voices too.
Insane.
Whoa!
And now, Steve-O and Mitch.
That's right. It's that time.
What time is it, Mitch?
It's 7:31.
No, what time is it, Mitch?
Tool time.
Man.
It's just another Mad Lib Monday.
That's right. It is 7:30, which means it's time for Mad Lib Monday.
Oh, is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Okay.
We only do this every Monday.
I know. You think I'd know by now, but...
So you picked out this Mad Lib.
I did.
I have no idea which Mad Lib it is, so this could go awry.
Yeah, we'll see.
We shall see. But it is Mad Lib Monday. It is your turn to call in and give us some nouns and adjectives and adverbs and
505-338-3700. How many?
That's right.
We have quite a few callers that we're going to need, so... Just go ahead.
12 words we need.
12 words, and hopefully they're not all adjectives. Have you noticed that this app is like adjective, adjective,
I know,
adjective, adjective.
Crazy. 505-338-3700 is the phone number. That's 505-338-3700.
Don't forget to get to Facebook. Cover to Cover coming up at 9. Want to know what you want to hear? Suggestions?
All that good stuff.
So, you know.
Mad Lib Monday. Hello.
What's my word?
Plural noun.
Plural noun.
Please don't say dogs.
Dishes.
Fishes.
Oh, well, there you go. Fishes. Fishes it is.
All right, thanks. 505-338-3700. I need another plural noun.
Oh, goody. I want a really good plural noun because for the past few weeks, every time plural noun comes up, it's like dogs.
Cats?
No, you may not.
Okay. Static.
Pizza.
Pizzas.
All right.
We'll take pizzas.
That works. Is that the plural form of pizza? Pizzas? Oh, yeah.
Pizzai.
Pizzai. I pizza.
Stever.
Hey.
Hey, man.
Fish are like moose.
So it's fish?
Fish?
Yeah, we caught seven.
Seven.
Fish.
Fish.
Right.
Like moose and meese. Because it's goose and geese.
Right.
Right.
Moose,
right.
Meese.
Fish.
Fish.
Fish. Fish, obviously. Okay. Static.
What's my word?
Animal plural.
Platypi.
Yes.
Thank you.
Beautiful. Platypi.
How do you even spell that? No, that's not how you spell it.
Platypi.
No. Nope.
Okay, fine. Platypi.
No.
Platypi.
No.
Next.
Oh my gosh.
You know what?
Worst. You're the worst.
I'm the reader of the Mad Lib. I can spell it however I want.
In a fight on air.
Don't fight me, dude. I'm still, like, not feeling well.
So, which means I know I'll win.
I'm not very mobile right now.
So I know I'll win. We need another word.
505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Mad Lib Monday.
That's right. Static.
Morning.
Morning. I need an adjective.
Adjective. Singing.
What?
Singing?
That's not an adjective.
Oh, an adjective. Oh, okay.
It's not describing anything.
Beautiful.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Beautiful.
Mad Lib Monday.
I know, like, three adjectives now because I just can't ever think of adjectives on the spot.
Really? Grimy? Sloppy? Slimy? Spitty?
Ew.
Yeah.
Mm.
I was trying to think of gross ones.
Okay, obviously.
I'm a boy.
You did not say one good one just now.
Putrid. Is that an adjective?
Yeah.
Disgusting. Vile. Criminal. Filthy. Boogery.
Gross. That's not an adjective.
Yes, it is.
You're such a boy.
Ugh, look at that nose. It's so boogery. What? I'm describing the nose. It's full of boogers.
Mm.
It's boogery. Static.
Disgusting.
Hello.
Hello. I want to do an adjective, okay?
An adjective? I have a plural noun, though. Here, I'll write your adjective down, and when I get to adjective, I will use that one. What do you want?
Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Gnarly, and now we need a plural noun.
Plural noun. And it has to be an animal?
No.
Plural noun.
No, I
aliens.
Really...
Aliens.
Aliens. Okay. Beautiful.
Thank you.
There you go. Aliens.
Aliens. Maybe the next one will be an adjective. And then we can just use
a noun.
Nope.
Need a noun. 505-338-3700, the phone number. It's Mad Lib Monday. We do this every single Monday.
Dog.
For those that don't know what a Mad Lib is, would you like to explain it?
A Mad Lib. Well, we found this out. I found this out a few weeks ago.
Yeah, you had never.
When
played.
The creator of Mad Libs died.
Yeah.
So through his death.
Very painfully. Slowly.
No.
Criminally.
No, he
did quickly.
Not. Quickly. There you go. He quickly
sleepily.
Died. He was
sadly.
Old. Sadly, he died. He was old. Go ahead.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I need a noun.
A noun. How about manatee?
Manatee. Sea nice. Cow?
That's it.
There you go, the sea cow. I'm going to type sea cow.
Sea cow.
It's
like
a manatee.
It is.
He's a sea cow.
There you go.
Ah, 505-338-3700.
So Mad Libs are, they are stories,
mm-hmm.
and you have to fill, they have blanks. You have to fill in the blanks with an adjective, noun, plural, whatever types, I don't know.
Now we don't get to see the story because it's all, I like this app. It's all, you
know. Yeah, I like it better. Because
you can't cheat.
No cheating. We can't accidentally.
Static.
Okay, well, so what word? What kind of word?
Verb past tense.
Past tense?
Yeah, like ran, swam.
Driven?
Drove.
Is that past tense?
Drave.
Drove?
It's drave.
Yeah.
Drove.
Draved. Drave.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Draved? You better not put... Okay. You're confusing all the first graders.
You know what? I'm having fun. Let me just do my thing. It's Mad Lib Monday, facebook.com/mystaticradio.
So,
I don't know why you'd go there, actually.
You can go there and tell us what you want to hear from cover to cover. But, okay.
This is true.
Through this guy's unfortunate death.
Demise.
No.
Malfunction.
Of life. His malfunction of life.
His being malfunctioned.
Oh, I broke the pen.
I found out about
Mad Libs, and I didn't know that's what they were called either.
Yeah.
So.
And now we do this every Monday.
Every Monday.
Static.
Hey.
Hey.
So, I have a noun. Hopefully that's what you guys
Boom!
Need.
Boom! Yes, I will accept a noun.
Okay, dang it. It's a really good one. You sure?
Well, yeah, we need a noun.
Oh, you do? Okay, I thought you said you won't.
Yes, no, yes,
well,
we do.
We will
okay.
accept it.
Well, it's colonoscopy.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, sir.
There's always one.
Colonoscopy. Was that Butt Nugget? Was that Butt Nugget guy?
Cause I don't know. I don't even know if I spelled that right, but I don't care.
Whatever.
Oh, man. And the next one. Silly word. I need a silly word. Colonoscopy is kind of a silly word. Static. Hello.
What's my word?
Silly word.
You need a silly word.
I need a silly word.
A silly word.
Yes. What's the
fuck guy?
What is it?
I don't know.
Think of the first word that comes to your mind.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
Oh man, I gotta type that.
Okay, ready? S U P E R C A L I F R F-R-A-G-I-L.
Right. No, you forgot the R.
F-R-A.
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. You know what? That's good. Okay. I know what that is. I know that that's going to be the one.
Okay.
Oh, that's the worst word.
Oh, good. Another plural noun.
Static.
Wankel rotary engine.
As a noun?
Yeah.
Wankel rotary engines.
There you go. Thank you. How do you spell that?
I don't know. I'm just going to do that. Wankel.
Rotary engines?
Yeah. Beautiful.
Is that it?
I need two more.
Oh, no.
Silly word. What is this?
Narf.
Mad Libs. Narf?
Yes. N-A-R-F.
I need a same animal plural. What is that?
Same animal plural?
What was our plural animal?
Fish.
No. That wasn't our plural animal. Our plural animal was platypi.
Platypi. Oh.
Right?
You already said platypi.
I know. Same animal, it says.
Oh, okay.
Same platypi. Animal plural.
Okay.
Was that it?
Yes.
Okay, good.
We're done.
Because we're done. Man!
Gosh, I got really stressful.
A story with a moral. That's the story.
Mm-hmm.
There once was a very cruel dictator. He would go into foreign fish and bring back pizzas. He taxed his own people and made them give him platypi as payment for farming the land. Finally, some beautiful young aliens got fed up and organized a protest. They fought the oppression by carrying signs that said the dictator was a sea cow.
That's mean.
That is mean. After many years of revolt, they finally drove the dictator. For punishment, he had to marry a colonoscopy and live in supercalifragilisticexpialidocious and so little frilly wankle rotary engines for the rest of his life. The moral of this story is a stitch in Narf saves platypi. There it is.
Happy Mad Lib Monday.
Mad Lib Monday. We do it every single Monday, 7:30. It was all right.
You know.
Some are better than others. Can't, I don't know.
Which sucks, because I totally said yesterday that it was going to be the best Mad Lib ever, but turns out last week was still the best week.
Yeah, good job.
Whatever.
You lied to the people.
They missed last week.
We got to take a quick break. Coming right back, we got the last Bison. We've got some Sleep for Sleepers on the way in your requests. 505-338-3700 or facebook.com/mystaticradio. While you're there, tell us what you want to hear for Cover to Cover. That's coming up at 9. Steve and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio. Josh White. He who... That just ends.
Yep.
He who feeds the ravens. Static Radio.
Write
good morning.
That one down. What the heck just happened?
Okay, I got to talk about something.
Okay.
Get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
So this last weekend, had to return some stuff.
Okay.
We got a bunch of stuff for baby shower, and it's been a little while.
It has.
Haven't had a chance to get to the store, right? So we got this thing. We only registered at one place.
Yes.
I won't say the name of it.
It's a bullseye.
Yeah. Oh, they missed the mark. So I go there this weekend because I got to return this thing, and it's crazy. I think probably because of Christmas still or whatever, there's a line
really?
A mile long
That's
for like exchanges and returns. So I'm standing in this line for like, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, man. Okay.
And then get to the front. This is exactly what happens. I get to the front. The girl looks at me. She grabs the item, and I say, oh, we got this for our baby shower, and I just need to exchange it. I don't want to return it. I just need to exchange it. Get other stuff for the baby because we got two of these. She goes, okay. Boop, scans it, looks at me and says, this item isn't in our system, and pushes it back to me and walks off. Like, walks off to go grab the next person to help them.
This happened this past weekend?
Yeah.
Didn't you have a similar story?
So I was like, huh, okay. So she walks off, and what would you do in a situation like that? Like, I've been in line for 15 minutes.
Honestly?
Uh-huh.
I would not have reacted in the way that I should have.
Yeah.
I would flip out.
Well, there's this huge
like,
line of people.
Me? No.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, huge line
oh,
of people,
no.
right?
Oh, no.
And so I'm like, do I make a scene in front of all these people? Because it was one of the rudest things that has ever happened to me. Because literally, kind of just shoved it back. No explanation, no anything. Just, this isn't in our system. After one scan. and walks off to like go grab somebody else.
Oh no.
Not, doesn't even like look at me. Basically leaves. So I'm like standing there. There's this long line of people behind me. So I'm like, I'm going to step out of line. Not step out of line in my life. Literally step out of line. So I step out of line and I start walking because, you know, Chrissy, she was actually off in the baby area.
Oh,
like
man.
Trying
what
to
would
get,
she have done if she was
trying
there?
To get other things? I don't know. I'm kind of glad I was there, then kind of not, because I'm the person that thinks about it. You know when somebody does something to you, like wrongs you or does something, and then for the next X amount of hours, you're like consumed thinking about all the things you could have said or all the things you should have done?
Mm-hmm.
I do that very quickly in my mind because I stepped out of the line and I started walking back towards my wife. And then I stopped and I was like,
oh no.
No.
This can happen.
No. That was the rudest thing that has ever happened to me. So instead, you have to formulate a plan. You mm-hmm. can't just go back and go, no, you know, because that, then you look like a jerk.
Yeah.
So this place, mind you, the only place we registered at.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, being what I wanted to do, instead of doing that, I walk back to the baby area, and I found said item. Lots of them.
Yeah.
There's a bunch of them. And I took photos on my iPhone. Okay, cool. Here's the section. Oh, cool. Here's the SKU number for it. This is the freaking price tag. Here's everything. And I grabbed another one off the shelf just to be sure, and I walked back. And I waited in line again.
Oh. Okay, go ahead.
So I wait in line, and then I get up to the front. But, of course, being in line again, it was like God was going, kind of calming me. Because as I'm standing in line, I'm like, this is ridiculous. Why am I standing in line again? Why am I doing this? Why do I care so much? Oh, because it was very rude and not cool. Because there's like this professionalism that you feel like people should have, especially if they have a job.
Called customer service.
Right. And so I stand in line again, and I'm waiting, and I'm waiting, and I get to the front, and it was a different guy, but she was still, you know, back there
right.
doing stuff. And she kind of, like, glances over at me, and I set it down, and before the guy even does anything, she says, I already told you it's not in our system. Like,
oh,
right? But not even,
girlfriend?
Like, making eye contact.
It's like she's just being rude.
Yeah, so I kind of wanted to high-five myself, because I very calmly said, okay, I understand that. But I actually went back to the section and here's plenty of photos. Here's the SKU number. Here's another of the same product. It's back there. And, that was probably the rudest customer service I've ever had in my entire life. And I was trying to be like cool about it, but it was like
building and building.
Yeah,
and building.
Man, you don't treat human beings mm-hmm. that way. You shoved it across. And then I think she realized that I was serious and stopped and was like, oh, this dude's serious. And so I just explained the situation, and the guy, he tried to scan it and was like, it's not showing up in our system. Different targets have different products. And so maybe somebody bought it at a different Target
mm-hmm.
and sorry. But like that just pissed me off even more because I'm like, wait. So
you knew this and you still did that. Oh,
right. And so as he's, I'm like, thank you so much. I was just like kind to that guy. Thank you so much for explaining everything and showing good customer service because what you did, I like pointed at her. It's probably the rudest thing that's ever happened to me customer service wise. That's not acceptable. And she just apologized and then I, you know, but they still didn't return it. They still
what?
Said.
What? No.
They still told me you're going to have to probably go to a different Target or maybe they bought it online or, you know, because it still
that
wasn't.
That is so dumb. Target is Target.
Dude. Hey, I'm like calm right now.
I'm
don't get
so
me all
angry.
Amped up again.
Sorry.
Are you kidding me? So I was like, because this was like a $50. It wasn't like a
is
little thing.
Is it one
thing.
Of those like sling things?
Yes.
Okay.
And we got two of them. Like this
right.
Moby sling. We can't even figure out one of them, much less the need for two of them, right?
Right.
And so I was like, okay, all right, thank you, you suck. No, I didn't say that. I wanted to, but I was like, thank you, sir, for at least explaining the situation and kind of had to walk off. But my wife was like, you should get a manager.
Yeah.
You should talk to somebody.
Yes.
I didn't. She was like, you should call. You should say something. You should do something. But I just, what good would that do?
You'd get your money back.
I don't know that that's the case. And was it really a battle that, I don't know. I was in a...
You should have done it.
I was in a foul mood
I
after
agree.
That and I had to apologize to my kids because we're walking around Target. I'm just like, wow. But then I took that moment to say, you know, because Jack and Luke were both like, what happened? You know? So I had to tell them about awesome customer service and what customer service means and what, you know.
She got her payback. She's now being talked about on the radio. What does she look like?
I don't remember. She's got her eye pierced over here. She's wearing a red Target shirt. I'm just kidding.
And khaki pants.
And khaki pants!
She was wearing khaki pants, wasn't she?
Oh!
That girl? Ugh.
Yeah, that girl. I'm just kidding. Paul says, thank you, Mitch, for the truth of the day. Target is Target.
Well, okay, yeah. What I mean by that is it's like not individually owned.
Yeah, I know. I know. It's like this lot. So it was like, wait. You know what? It wasn't a battle I wanted to fight because I didn't want to get in an argument with this like teenage girl who obviously, never mind.
Yeah.
I don't want to use words that I'm thinking in my mind right now.
I worked at a place where I worked with a lot of teenage girls. It was like forever. Everyone's like 21. A lot of teenage girls, actually.
Right.
No one's 21. They're all underage.
Right.
And they all were like that. I don't know. You're going to have to go over there and check. I think it's over there, but I'm really busy over here. This is my room, so I can't really go over. I'm like...
Yeah, something has been lost in translation of either, like, Facebook and texting or some form where people believe that it is okay to be complete jerks. And it's acceptable and it works, especially in a job situation. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whether it's a waiter or customer service, like what happened this weekend, I was almost like so dumbfounded that I just kind of walked away. And that's actually what happened. Quote unquote, she wins because I didn't get a manager. I didn't call. I didn't file a complaint or anything. I was just so dumbfounded that people could be that rude that I just kind of walked off. So 505-338-3700 is the phone number.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is really stressful.
Static.
Hello.
Hello.
I got a weird little story.
Okay.
We were at this place where I think bees have apples.
Okay.
And we were eating, and we weren't eating yet. I ordered an appetizer. I mean, it was just me and my wife. I took her out for lunch. And we get our appetizers. I think I take a few bites, and then our freaking food comes. I told the dude, I go, he looks at me and I go, dude, we barely even started our appetizers. And then he goes, oh, do you want me to take it back? And I'm like, well, yeah, I want you to do it again because I don't want a cold microwave food. You know what I mean? And my wife got mad at me. She goes, no, it's fine. You can just leave it here. And I look at my wife and I'm like, don't you ever.
No. Oh, boy.
But he was like, dude, I took two bites of my appetizer. I probably took one drink of my Coke. And then my food's there. And I'm like, wait a minute. Any appetizers, you know, then, you know, come. And, you know, we ordered both things at the same time, though. But, you know, I told him, you know, we don't want our food until our appetizers are finished up.
Okay, I was going to say, you told him, and that's different. Because I'm like, dude, you're complaining that you got fast service?
No, were you cooking this 30 minutes ago? We go out for lunch. We like to spend a good, you know, 45 minutes. We talk. We, you know, we hang out. But, dude, I was like, I was mad. And my wife said, don't act like that. And I'm like, what do you mean, don't act like that?
See,
so, yeah, that was a weird story, but
I have a hard time with waiters. Like, if my food isn't cooked correctly, or if you know something like that, I don't make a big deal. I'm that guy that just shuts up and I'm like, no, this is cool.
I'm the same way because I don't want them to go back and spit. And I don't know what they're gonna do with my food. But I'm always I have friends where every single time we go out to eat with them, it is over.
See, I would be embarrassed.
That movie with Ryan Reynolds.
Oh, yeah, waiting. I never saw
it. Yeah, dude, I think of that sometimes. I'm like, I don't know.
But the friends that I go out to eat with, it's not their fault. Like, their order is just screwed up every single time. But it's kind of nice because sometimes I get a free meal out of it.
Now, if you're doing it just to get a free meal, then you're a jerk.
No, I'm not doing it just to get a free meal. I'm saying that that's what happens.
Hey, so before you go, pool boy, we got an email because we Shock Therapy Live, and then we re-air it on Sunday nights. And we got an email last night from Sarah, who was listening last night to Shock Therapy Live, and she said she knows of a great church that might fit pool boy's needs, quote unquote.
Oh. All right, what is that? I got a paper and pen.
She says she attends Calvary Chapel in Las Cruces. They're really big on teaching the Bible verse by verse, and she's always felt extremely welcome there, and she did not grow up in church. She came to the Lord on her own, found the church very welcoming, willing to explain any questions she has. So
All right, I appreciate that,
there you
man.
Go. Make
check
sure you
it
check
out.
It out.
Let so us know.
And I love you guys.
Love you too, bro.
Later.
All right, later.
Pool boy.
If you don't know what we're talking about, every single Wednesday now, 9 a.m., we do something called Shock Therapy Live, and it is our one-hour call-in show. Pastor Nate Heitzig joins us, and that's exactly what it is, talking anything and everything.
If you want your question answered, it's best to call in.
Yeah, absolutely. We had a question about cutting. We had a question about a relationship and a breakup. We had Pool Boy was talking about church and
yes.
finding a church and why
issues.
Do I need to go to church
yeah.
type thing. Yeah, a financial issue question. We had a ton of great questions this week. So you can check out the podcast at mystaticradio.com. But we do it every single Wednesday at 9 a.m. and then re-air it every Sunday night, 7 p.m.
Last week was pretty cool. The phone lines were jammed the
yeah.
entire time.
I was excited. So, yeah. Join us this Wednesday, 9 a.m. with Pastor Nate Heitzig. It's Shock Therapy Live, 8:17 now, which means time to take care of traffic.
There is a lot going on. Road construction, right lane is closed. Broadway South at Gibson. There is more road construction. The left lane is closed. Carlisle at Candelaria. An accident, Coors South at I-40. And that is your look at traffic.
Traffic brought to you by Solomon's Porch, 4001 Osuna Road Northeast on the Calvary campus. Phone number is 505-338-3669. That's 505-338-3669. And, you know, we talk a lot about being a listener-supported station. If you are a small business, if you know somebody who has a small business, if you know somebody who would like to be a part of this ministry, that's one way you can do it. Sponsor traffic.
Yes.
You can give us a call at 344-9146 and, hang out with us. Partner with us.
It's lots of fun.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Another way you can get involved is by buying your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. The show's coming up
February
less than
12th.
A month. Man.
Oh, it's coming up fast.
Details and tickets, mystaticradio.com. Right now, it's number one gun. Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
Okay. Highly disturbing.
Truly disgusting.
I can't believe what I'm hearing right now.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Steve-O and Mitch.
All right, 8:28.
It's about dang time. Here we are.
Half an hour away from cover to cover. We got a great suggestion from TJ.
That we did. I'll try not to let him
down.
We
may have to play that. I don't
yeah.
know. Maybe.
Possibly.
Yeah, he's had a lot of letdown this last weekend because the Green Bay Packers got stomped by the 49ers.
Oh,
so
yeah.
It was a bad week for football for a lot of friends of mine.
Yeah, that's what I hear. People were really upset. Yeah. All I know is that as soon as it was over, Golden Globe started. So,
4 games this last weekend, and 3 out of the 4 games, I was going for the wrong team, apparently.
Really?
I was going for the Broncos. They lost. I was going for the Houston Texans.
They
lost.
Lost.
I was going
they
for
got,
the,
like, killed, right?
Yeah. Well, not literally, yeah. Metaphorically speaking, they got beat up.
Yeah.
I was going for the Seattle Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
They lost. I was going for the Niners.
They won.
They won. Sorry, TJ. I know there's a bunch of, like, Packer fans, but I like Colin Kaepernick. Cool kid. Rookie. Believer.
I didn't know what you just said.
Solid. Colin Kaepernick. He's the quarterback for the 49ers.
Okay. That's an interesting last name.
Cool dude. Rookie.
You don't know if he's
believer.
Cool.
Seems okay. Really legit.
Okay.
I don't know him personally.
But he seems like a cool dude.
Yeah.
Okay.
From everything I've read and or watched interview-wise, good kid. I don't know. Oh, but it was sad. Sad week for football.
So boring.
For most people.
Yeah.
And then sad week for morning show for all people like you who don't care about sports.
Yeah. But you know what? Yesterday was a big football day, obviously. Everyone was watching football, which means my in-laws were also watching football, and it was on mute, and I was fine. Like, it was fine. But then it came off mute, and they started actually watching the game. I was out.
The temper trap, sweet disposition, Static Radio. Good morning!
Hey!
So, we were talking off air. You want to talk about this?
Yes, okay.
PSA for everybody.
PSA.
Way to help you out. Also disgusting because, Mitch, you are a nail biter. And it's disgusting.
I try not to. I mostly just pick at them, but if my nails are so short that I can't pick at them, then how else am I going to get rid of that one
nail
that's too long?
This story is making me ill over you.
I wash my hands often. I do.
Okay.
I used to work in a daycare. I know what it means and how to wash my hands.
Yeah, if you work in an office, you know there are those
that don't.
Where you go in there and you're in there and then somebody comes in.
In there being the bathroom.
After you and then leaves before you and skips this one very important process.
Okay, I want to make it clear. I did just use the facility. And there was someone else in there with me.
You don't ever have to make that clear.
There was someone else in there with me, and I am not talking about her when about this. I just want to make that clear because she might be listening.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not talking about her, but there are people where I'm like...
Unless it convicts in a way to make you actually go back
about
and
her.
Wash.
Okay. I'm not talking about her.
Okay.
She washed her hands. I noticed. But here's where I'm going to go with this, because it's not even washing hands. That's good enough anymore. That's not good enough.
Oh.
70% of U.S. adults say they always wash their hands after using the public restroom. 29% say they sometimes skip it. 1% say they never wash.
Hawk Boy. Song called Buffalo.
Buffalo.
Static Radio, good morning. It is just after 9 o'clock, which means time for Cover to Cover.
It is that time. We do it every Monday where we play whatever you want to hear. Cover to Cover.
It's a record in its entirety, and TJ...
He wins.
He does win.
Finally.
He requested 21 Pilots. They're a brand new record vessel, which came out this last Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And excited to finally hear the full length, because those guys have been putting stuff out for a little while, but nothing full length.
This is it, though.
Are you going to go get that?
Do you want me to go press?
Sure, if you want.
Play?
I mean, why not? So here it is. Without further ado, our dear friend TJ said, hey, let's hear some 21 Pilots Vessel. So Cover to Cover today, 21 Pilots, Static Radio. Record's called Vessel. In its entirety.
Okay.
There you go, TJ.
There you go, TJ. Don't act like he didn't do us a favor.
What are you talking about?
That was really good.
That was a great record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Came out this last Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah. Apparently, they got a couple records before that, but...
This is what they're considering their debut album.
Yeah.
So is it just... Oh, it's called Vessel.
Yeah.
I was going to say, so is it just called 21 Pilots, but...
No, it's Vessel. And there you go. In its entirety, Cover to Cover. We do it every single Monday. Tomorrow, New Music Tuesday, and we've got a lot of really good stuff to get to.
I'm excited.
Yeah, it's going to be great. Speaking of excitement, the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus going down Tuesday, February 12th. And we just talked to our dear friend Adri, who happens to do middays around here. She's also in charge of this here event,
mm-hmm.
being the event's coordinator.
And she says that
Even surprised. How many were gone?
Yeah.
So, I'm not.
This isn't a joke.
So I'm warning you again. You should probably get your tickets for the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus if you plan on attending, because...
They will not be available at the door.
I don't understand why people...
Most likely.
Yeah. If we sell out, obviously, they're not going to be available. But nobody seems to believe me that this show is going to sell out. And I'm telling you...
It's going to happen.
We're close. So you need to make sure you grab your tickets. You can get them at mystaticradio.com. Tickets are only $15. And it is Spoken and the Red Jumpsuit Apparatus. It is a fundraiser for Static Radio. So grab your tickets. And thanks to everybody who's already bought your tickets. Because guess what? You get to be there.
Yeah.
So Red Jumpsuit Apparatus, Tuesday, February 12th. Get your tickets. Seriously.
Yeah.
Going very, very fast.
Mm-hmm.
So, speaking of going, we're out.
That's what we're doing. We're going.
We'll see you guys again manana on the way back. Adri and some angels and airwaves.
Steve-O and Mitch.
In the morning.
Static Radio.
She asked me, son, when I grow old, will you buy me a house of gold? And when your father turns to stone, will you take care of me?